Bobby Evans joins us. He's the Vice President of Baseball Operations for the San Francisco Giants, the world champion San Francisco Giants. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Nice to see you.
Great to be back with you, Marty.
Yeah, what a year, huh? What a year. When you sat here a year ago coming off of 2011, what did you think going into that season? I mean, we all want to be optimistic, but boy, things have to come together to win a pennant or win a World Series. A lot of players have to do things.
Yeah, well, you know, 2011 was a disappointment, and we came into spring training last year hoping that we were prepared to get ourselves back to where we needed to be. Of course, we were watching Buster Posey finish his rehab and hope that he could get into spring training games sooner than later. And obviously, what a great year for everyone, including especially Buster, and very special. And it's nice to come back as world champions.
Yeah, but, you know, what I tell the fans, and, you know, you never know how a season's going to go, but players have got to surprise you. Players have to have career years. The pitching's always got to be solid pitching. And then it comes together like that mosaic that I like to talk about as the season goes on. But look at Posey. I mean, a year ago, you wondered if he could catch twice a week. He ends up being the MVP. He wins a batting title and has maybe the greatest season of any player who had that kind of injury to come back. And that's what it takes to win. So I ask you this. What are some of the things of 2013 that would fit into that category? Say, all right, this has got to happen. We've got to get some surprises here.
Well, we had a great run with our rotation last year. And it's not very common that you have five starters that make 30-plus starts apiece. And we can't take that for granted, but that's a very important element of our success last year, and it's going to be a very important element of our success this year. Our depth in the rotation is, you know, really only as good as our five starters. We don't have a sixth guy waiting in the wings that's really ready to take over the rotation. We have guys that are ready to come in and spot start, but our guys are probably another year away from being able to come in and be in the rotation. So that's a key element. It's now the sophomore year for Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford. So all of the things that we saw in them last year, we want to see those things repeated and yet even better now that they're coming into their second year. So those are key elements. Obviously, we saw Pablo miss a significant amount of time last year. We need to see him stay healthy. We saw Hunter Pence struggle really from the start to the finish last year offensively, despite the fact he gave us a ton of RBIs, a lot of C&I base hits, not as many home runs. But overall, his season was consistent with what he's done career-wise, except in the area of batting average and on-base percentage. And so we're hoping that that will come back to be more of a career norm for him. We saw a tremendous year by Angel Pagan and a tremendous replacement by Gregor Blanco in left field. We've added Andres Torres to give us depth, but that's a key position. That's where a lot of people depend upon power. We're depending upon left field to really provide defense, to give us hopefully one of the best defensive outfields in baseball. We've got a lot of expectations, a high marks. I mean, this will be a chance for this team to play together for a full season, where last year they only played together for 2 months. You got Marco Scudero at second and Hunter Pence in right. It's an opportunity to see Buster come back in what hopefully will be an even better year for him now that he's coming off the injury that's that much further in the background.
Well, great answer, because that's what it takes. It takes Hunter Pence to come back and have a big year, Sandoval to break out, maybe hit 30, left field situation to work out, Scudero maybe not at 360, but, you know, hit 290, and that's what it takes to win a pennant. Those, when you look back on it, those are the kind of things you have to look at. Hunter Pence is interesting to me, and he'll probably have a decent spring down here because he's going to see a lot of fastballs, and he's a dead fastball hitter. But he came up last year with more runners in scoring position than I think anybody in baseball.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, you have Pagan ahead of him, Scudero ahead of him, Sandoval, and Posey. He could be in a situation like that again because he will have people on ahead of him.
Yeah, and I think that what we hope is that he takes advantage of those opportunities even more so than he did last year. I think that was a reason why he got so many RBIs. He had so many opportunities. I think we'd like to see him take advantage of it even more this year.
Competition. And I want to ask you about the WBC, too, before you leave. Bobby Evans with us. There is some competition in the camp for a backup infielder, backup outfielder, And then, of course, in the bullpen, and you have so many pitchers, I'd have to get a dictionary and encyclopedia to list them all for you. But let's talk, and that will play out, believe me, throughout spring training. All this competition will play out, and we'll see a lot of people. But take us through a little bit of the position players who may see a lot of time because of the WBC and who are in competition for these couple of spots.
Well, that second utility spot, really first in line right now is Tony Abreu.
Okay.
He's a waiver claim, a player that we've had interest in the past. In fact, we had interest in him as a free agent last year along with Joaquin Arias, but we were unable to get Abreu to come here.
What do you like about Abreu?
Well, just the fact that he can play second, short, and third so well. I mean, he's an outstanding defender, probably one of the best defenders in the Pacific Coast League the year before, and was high on our interest list, and we did everything we could to acquire him, but we couldn't give him a guaranteed contract, and ultimately he signed with Kansas City. So this winter, when he was available again via the waiver wire, we halfway expected claiming him would not result in us getting him because we're so down the pecking order with the standings. But we were fortunate enough to get him, and he doesn't have options, so he really has to make our club, or we have to put him on waivers and see whether somebody else needs him at a big league level. That being said, Wilson Valdez is right there with him. I mean, this is a 35-year-old versus Abreu being much younger, but Valdez has done it all, and with some very successful ball clubs, including Philadelphia last year. But he can play second, short, and third, but he can also play in the outfield. So he's got a lot of versatility. He is older, you know, not a big hitter. He's just he's a good extra guy to come in to provide you a bunt, to provide you a pinch running opportunity, to provide you defense at any one of those positions. Not a guy that you'd expect to start a lot of games. And really, that's true for Abreu as well. We wouldn't expect him to come and start a ton of games for us, but he can, as he did 25 or so games last year with Kansas City.
Tanaka, how does he fit in? Because he is a veteran. Remind me of Vogelsong a couple of years ago. Vogelsong said, hey, I just want to play. If I have to go to Fresno, I'll do it. And, of course, the Zito injury, he's up, and the rest is history. Supan wouldn't do that. He wanted to make the team, and when he was released. Tanaka is a veteran. What's going to happen with him?
Well, he's an all-star over in Japan, and so for us to get him was really it was very special for us just to have him, you know, consider us versus some of his other options, knowing that, you know, he's competing for a utility role where he's really primarily played second over in Japan, and we're going to need him to spend time at second, short, and third. He's even offered to play the outfield, but we don't really look at him to do that. We want to see him play a utility role in the infield and see how well he can cope with those different positions. And, you know, the expectations will... the pressure on us is not as great because he will go to AAA. He can start the year at AAA, and we don't have to make a decision on him this spring. We can evaluate him more after the season starts. But that being said, you know, he's got equal opportunity out here. We'll see how he does.
Well, great answer. Very good. You know, you always give me the good answers. No, I appreciate it. These are the questions the fans ask, and puts a good perspective on what to expect as we play out in spring training. Bobby, I appreciate that. What about in the outfield? Juan Perez is in the lineup today. I like him. I mean, I like the way he runs. He's got a little bit of power, you know, and he's been here the last couple of years, and I've really never watched him. But I'm going to watch him. And I know he's in the lineup today, and there is an extra outfield spot available.
Well, we drafted him down lower out of a small college. And at that particular year, he had hit a ton of home runs. And he's not a guy that you want to think about hitting home runs. You want him to think about hitting line drives and getting on base and running the bases because he's a threat whenever he's on base. But playing the outfield comes easy for him. We at one time had him playing a lot of second base, ended up with some knee problems. We moved him to the outfield while he recovered. He could probably still play some second if needed. But he's a fun player to watch. I think he's going to be exciting. He had a tremendous winter ball. And this is a guy that ideally you'd like to see a young player play every day. But given what he accomplished last year at AA and then again in winter ball, he's going to be in the conversation. You know, Blanco and Torres don't have set roles yet. I mean, whether they're playing an everyday lefty-righty switch off or whether they're playing off the bench really has to be determined. And that's where Roger Kieschnick and Juan Perez and even Gary Brown, they want to come in and we want the third spot in the outfield. We're not going to make it easy for anybody.
You know, you got a little speed.
That's right.
You know, all of a sudden, I don't want to say it, but, you know, you got a little, you talk about Valdez maybe in the infield, and Now you talk about Perez and Blanco and Torres and Gary. You're starting to get a little bit of speed here.
No, it's important, and Boch knows how to use it. That's what's fun. And Flannery couldn't be happier than anybody when he got a guy with some speed at first or at second, because he's looking to wave him home.
Well, I want to tell you, I had a lot of fun yesterday watching the running drills. They run to first, then to second, third, then they run around the bases. I don't think anybody ran harder than Pence. I mean, this guy is just incredible, the energy level he brings, even in spring training. I'm impressed, I must tell you.
Well, he's an athlete, and I was watching him in infield today, and just one hop in third base. You know, he's underestimated, really how well he can cover ground out there, but also his arm strength. And I'm not surprised to hear what you're saying about the speed.
Yeah. All right. Last thought for Bobby Evans. And again, I really appreciate him stopping by. It's always a great time when he's on the show with us. The WBC, you have a number of players going. Are you concerned at all about that? I mean, especially pitchers.
Well, the World Classic is for the game of baseball, and if it weren't for the game of baseball, we wouldn't all be here. And we're all here for the game, and to expand the name of the game around the world, the World Classic is a big part of that. And I think the vision behind it, from the commissioner's office to the Players Association to those of us with our clubs, is to expand the game. And it's not in an Olympic sport anymore, unfortunately, but this is an opportunity for many athletes to get an opportunity before an international stage. And it's an honor for these players to participate. It's an honor for us to know that our players are playing with those different clubs, including Italy and Puerto Rico and the Dominican and Venezuela, the U.S. team, even the Netherlands, to have coaches there. I mean, it's very special for us. It is hard from a development standpoint and from a preparing for the season standpoint, because you're sending guys off, and you're not going to be able to have your hands on them every day, and that's hard for our medical staff, it's hard for our coaching staff, it's hard for us in the front office to release them into, someone else's hands for a key part of the spring. Yeah. That being said, we are fully supportive of what baseball is doing. If it wasn't doing it, we'd be behind the eight ball. Baseball has to think internationally, and we're doing a good job of that in scouting and development, but we have to do that with our best players, and that's what this is about.
Boy, great. Well, very good. Let's see. I mean, Sandoval could be gone for 2 weeks. Maybe he'll come back looking like a different guy. Who knows? We'll see.
Maybe the spreads won't be as good. That's
right. Okay. Bobby, thank you so much, as always. And I love talking ball with you down here in spring training. And you're welcome anytime on the show.
Thank you, Marty. My pleasure.
Very good.
You got it.
That is Bobby Evans, Vice President of Baseball Operations for the Giants. Boy, that is a scouting report. Let me tell you, the fans, that's a scouting report. That'll be on my page at KNBR and also at our page on our website, loveofthegameproductions.com.